泰克是黑暗的，黑暗的黑暗的暗的黄色，他们那时候还有什么？这些这些那些是很贵。And the action of the Alien are always together, but it's only a few days. It's a few days in the 10th year of the war. The amazing thing is that Achilles doesn't actually appear in the action. It's not his, Achilles' actions are not directly described, but very much in front. I mean, he leaves the fighting in the front because he's outraged, he's on the ground, he hasn't received his due. And there's an unsuccessful entity to him in Book 9, he doesn't come back. Until his friend Patroclus is killed. And then the end of the poem, which again is very, very moving, is the preparation for the funeral of Hector. And in a sense, that is the point at which the anger of Achilles has come full circle. He leaves the fighting, he's only to put it back into the fighting, and Patroclus goes into the fighting. And is killed, and then he kills the Achilles from Hector, and Hector dies, and Hector's funeral is ruined. And that is the end of that episode. So it's not, you know, people say, what about the wooden horse? That's not the point.
Aristotle already praised Homer for concentrating the whole of the Iliad in a few days towards the end of the war. One thing to bear in mind here is that, of course, early audiences and we ourselves know the future of the characters in the Iliad, even though that future is not told within the poem. That is something we could generalize about a lot of ancient Greek literature. So Oedipus doesn't know that he's killed his father and killed his mother, but we know all along, and we just watch him find out what we already know. It's the opposite of the detective story, if you like, where the characters are ahead of us. Here we are a long way ahead of the characters. And what we see in the Iliad are people struggling with their hopes and their fears in a situation when we, the poets, the muses, know exactly what is going to happen to them.
There is a sense in which, a very real sense in which, the larger picture is put before us because both the events leading up to the war, you know, the death of Paris and the abduction of Helen, and also the eventual destruction of Troy, are shaded in here and there in the poem. I mean, so much so, if you're looking at what happens afterwards, that, first of all, Achilles' death, you know, Achilles refers to his death and an increasing number of occasions as we go through the poem. And there's also a very real sense in which Hector sees his death as commensurate with the fall of Troy, and so does Anchises. So it's a brilliant way in which, although it only actually takes place over 2 days, it actually expands to almost the whole of what the audience knew about the war.
One way of thinking about this is to look at individual fates, the two fates, for example, as standing for the fate of a whole saga, or Hector's death as standing for the death and destruction of the whole of the city. And this is a good trick, first of all, of the Americans, if you like, that we take something that is big and make it into a life story, which is exactly one way of